East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
We start with news just in. The second aircraft search and rescue teams have been trying to locate in the KZN Midlands has been found.
We can confirm that the second aircraft was located just after 7 o'clock this morning. The search and rescue teams are on the scene, and unfortunately the pilot and sole occupant was found to have been fatally injured in this accident as well.
A small plane was travelling with another over Howick yesterday when a distress signal was sent out. Teams last night found one aircraft which had crashed. The pilot was also killed. Bad weather conditions forced crews to suspend their search and recovery operations. They returned this morning to retrieve the body from the first plane as they continued to scour the area. Gregory Critchley, who's with Aeronautical Rescue Coordination Centre, says the planes were found in different locations.
The protocol is we are securing the scenes, and the South African Police Services will now take the scene officially over, and the investigation process will commence with the Civil Aviation Authority's Accident and Incident Investigation Division, as well as the South African Police Investigation. The cause of the accident will be investigated by the accident investigators and the South African Police. Regarding the next of kin, so this is a process that will take place through the South African Police Service.
Quality Assurance Body Umalusi says it cannot move forward with accrediting online schools until a clear regulatory framework is established. The organisation says it has already communicated that the Department of Basic Education is working on interim measures to regulate online schools, but not much progress has been made. The body's Mafu Rakometsi says there's a set of non-negotiable requirements for online. He says one of them is that learners must write their exams at registered examination centres in South Africa.
The assessment body must develop and implement criteria to determine eligibility for registration. Register only reputable providers. Report to Umalusi on the online school distance education providers registered based on those criteria. Assessment body must attest to and be able to provide evidence that the provider offers the National Curriculum Statement, NCS, in grades 10, 11 and 12. The assessment body must ensure that learners registered for the National Senior Certificate Examinations in grade 12 have passed grades 10 and 11.
Limpopo Premier Poppy Ramatuba says efforts are underway to identify the victims of Sunday's bus crash that claimed the lives of 43 people near Louis Trichardt. Most of the passengers on board were Zimbabwean and Malawian nationals who are en route to Harare from the Eastern Cape. Ramatuba says they're working closely with authorities from both countries to help with the identification process. Police have opened a case of culpable homicide and road traffic officials are finalizing a technical report on the crash. And Kenyan President William Ruto has sent a delegation of cabinet ministers to India to oversee the repatriation of former Prime Minister Raila Odinga's body. He's reported to have suffered a heart attack at an Ayurvedic clinic in Kerala State. Ruto's declared 7 days of national mourning and announced the 80-year-old opposition leader will receive a state funeral with full honours.
I have postponed all my public engagements for the coming days, and I ask all other public servants and leaders to do the same. A delegation comprising government officials and family members is leaving immediately to facilitate proper organization in the repatriation of the remains of our brother.
Expect a high of 23 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 19, Richards Bay 22. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And here's what's coming up in your sports. Bafana Bafana coach Hugo Bruce hints at retirement after next year's World Cup. The Proteas go down to Pakistan in their test opener, and Hollywood Sharks' Ethan Hooker looks forward to playing at home as they will host Ulster this weekend.